Please join me in spending a day at the library.
Hmm. Uh-huh, okay. Let's see. The next part should be a camshaft. Yeah, yeah, that should work. Okay, now, okay, what are the defaults?
Excuse me, young man. Will you be much longer?
Oh, I have the printer signed out till 3, ma'am.
Well, it's nearly 5 now.
Really? Wow, I didn't know it was getting so close to closing time.
Well, may I use the contraption, please?
Well, it's a 3D printer, ma'am. This part is almost done. You can use it, and then I'll go on to the next part.
Oh, my. What are you making?
Oh, I'm making all the parts for a 1958 Edsel. It's for my dad for Christmas. He always talked about wanting one, and they're really hard to find, so I thought I'd help him build one.
Why on earth would he want such a crappy car?
Beats me. I think building a plastic Jaguar would be more fun. Knocking out a snowmobile might make more sense in this weather.
Well, you certainly know about this machine, young man.
I've made a few things on it since they installed it last month. First, I made a footstool, and then I made a working grandfather clock. Now I'm on part number 487 of my dad's Edsel.
Oh, my goodness. How very enterprising. Would you mind helping me?
Well, sure. What are you going to copy?
Why, my little Joey.
You're going to build a baby kangaroo?
Oh, no. I'm going to make a copy of my poor late poodle, Joey. See, he's here in the bag.
You stuffed your dog?
Oh, yes. But he's shedding worse than ever, so I need a more, what do you call it? Oh, sustainable model. I miss him so much. Except for the barking. That yapping nearly drove me bonkers.
Well, okay. We can look up the default dog and then click a few buttons and make it into what you want. Here, take a look at this tiny screen.
Oh, it's awfully small. Oh, wait till I get my glasses on. There, all right. Now, what do I click?
Here. Okay, see, this is the default window. You wanted a poodle, so click there. Did you say you wanted a little yappy one? Do you want to hear a sample bark?
Oh, hell no. Aren't I making a silent little plastic poodle statue?
Oh, no. We have a high-end rapid prototyping 3D copier here at the Midtown Library. The explosive extrusion process will make it lightweight and nearly alive. You can make a poodle so realistic it'll chase cars.
Oh, it all sounds very exciting, young man, and I didn't understand a word you said.
Oh. Okay, so, small, sedate poodle. No. Oh, the default is brown, but you can check black, white, or mixed.
Can I get one that doesn't poop?
Actually, I think that's proprietary. Probably fused deposition modeling. You might have to go to a pro copier shop for that.
I'm sorry. Am I in line to use the 3D printer copier?
Oh, there's just two of us here, but you can use it next.
Thank you.
Is that all I have to do?
I think so. The presets are pretty simple. Just hit enter and you've got yourself a poodle.
Oh, you've been very helpful, young man. Thank you very much.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure, ma'am. Do you know how to work this machine?
Not really. Do you work here?
Well, no. I'm just working on a big project and letting everybody else in before I make the next bit. I think my next part is a front seat, bench, two-tone. Do you know what you want to copy?
Well, I need to make something for my boyfriend. I bought him an electric guitar for Christmas, but he found it in the closet, and he smashed it up already, because he says that's what real artists do. Now he says I have to get him something else, but I don't know what.
Oh, he does not sound like a very nice boy.
I agree with the poodle lady. I think you need to make a present for yourself.
Really? Like what?
How about a new boyfriend?
You can do that on this machine?
Well, you can certainly make one better than the one you got.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, go for it, honey. What have you got to lose?
I wouldn't want him to find out. My boyfriend's crazy. He gets really jealous.
Well, you might be able to give your new boyfriend a ninja plug-in. Here, look at all these defaults. There's a ton of them. How big is your boyfriend?
I don't know, maybe 5'9", but he's hairy.
Well, hairy can be interesting.
Right. Well, right there, there's your first choice. Make your new boyfriend 6'2".
Oh, I wouldn't mind that.
Now we can go through all the presets, or you can sync it with your e-conjugal profile.
What's that mean?
Oh, it's an online dating service. I have a profile there myself.
Yeah, but nobody tells the truth on those profiles. I didn't. Can I butt in and use that 3D copier?
In a little while. My gas tank cap is almost finished, and then this fine lady has her new poodle in the works, and then this young woman has a special order. Then you can have it.
No, but I gotta butt in right away. It's kind of an emergency.
Oh, that is quite rude, young man.
Yeah, my new boyfriend is only half done.
Yeah, well, like, I need to get this thing made, because I got a job tonight.
What is it?
It's a gun.
Oh, you can't make a gun.
Hey, I have a Second Amendment right to make a gun.
No. No, I mean this machine only makes things out of plastic.
Well, actually, he can extrude a gun. There are several kinds in the pop-up menus. Here, look.
I just need a handgun, fast and simple.
Okay, well, so here's a list. Revolvers, automatics, dueling pistols, different calibers. Hey, would a death ray work?
No, it's not that kind of job.
Right. How about this? Hey, you can make a tank that'll get through airport security.
Hey, just let me do it. Click this and this and 9mm.
Well, wait. Back up a screen. There, uncheck that one.
Why?
It scratches off the automatic serial number. And check those for an extra large clip.
Oh, you might as well throw in a silencer while you're at it.
You know, that's a good idea. Anything else?
Well, one more thing. Upper right checkbox under materials. Better click that. Wouldn't want it to end up being made out of dark chocolate.
Yeah, right. Thanks.
Now hit enter. And there she goes. It'll come out on the conveyor belt right over there.
Now we're getting somewhere. Gotta go. If anybody asks, I wasn't here.
Okay, back to the perfect plastic boyfriend. Go through this list here and pick out the characteristics you want. And let me tell you, on the 1 through 10 scales, go for the numbers in the middle.
Why? What do you mean?
I mean on things like hairy to bald or under personality cold to clingy. Pick 4 through 7. Don't go for the extremes. You don't know what you're going to get.
Ah, okay. Thank you.
Young man, I don't see anything happening in the machine. Is it working all right?
I think so. For the really complicated fused deposition modeling processes, it might take a while to configure it.
Oh, I hope it's all right.
Sir, it's asking me a question that I don't understand.
Well, let me look. Do you want him laminated?
I don't know. Do I?
Oh, I would.
Excuse me, folks, but the library will be closing in 5 minutes. You'll have to finish up here.
I'm not ready yet.
I'm sorry.
Right. We've just got a couple more questions and we can put it in the queue. Is that okay?
Yes, that'll be fine. We'll shut the machine down for the night, but when we restart it in the morning, it will take up where it left off.
Oh, so I can pick up my little Joey Jr. tomorrow?
Yeah, and your new best BF will be done tomorrow, too. You know, you might want to bring him some appropriate clothes when you come back.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll open at 10 tomorrow morning, and you can come in anytime until 6.
Thanks.
Oh, yes, thank you so much, miss.
Thank you. I will be here right at 10.
At last. Open recent file. Ellie's death ray. Select type. Handheld with a sniper scope. Select part. Number 85A. Pistol grip. Mother of pearl. Left and enter. Da 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 da